So while I'm playing it, I'd like to invite you to just relax, breathe, allow yourself to get centered, and ask yourself why you're here. And if someone drugged you here, overlook that. But ask yourself why you're here. Set a purpose for the hour, and it'll make a lot more sense for you. It's amazing how much more sense something makes when it has a purpose. So here we go. This is the instruction. Can you just let go? Breathe. Relax. If you can let go, the darkness will fade.
I can just let go.
If you just let go.
With a light. forget to do that. You know, we forget.
Hear ye, hear ye. Remember only this. These are the only guidelines for the class. You need not believe the ideas. How many of you are pretty successful at that? Okay. You need not accept the ideas. You need not even welcome the ideas. You need not believe it. You need not accept it. You need not even welcome it. Okay? Got that? Some of the ideas you may actively resist. 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 Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. Some of the ideas you will find hard to believe. You might go, I might say something and you might say, hell no. Okay, that's a sign of active resistance. Okay. Others may seem to be quite startling. You might go, ooh. Okay, I'm telling you, so when you have these reactions, you'll remember that that was part of the guidelines of the Course in Miracles. You're not asked to judge the ideas at all. I'm not really requesting you to judge me today. I do a good enough job on my own. So, I appreciate it if you wouldn't. If you use the ideas, it will give the ideas meaning to you and will show you that the ideas are true. If you use it, you will see that it works. So, I'm going to finish up on a section I've been working on since I was a little boy. Those of you who first started with me and we started this section, you were still 10 or 12. This section is called Looking Within. And I'm on page 232. And if you're new to the class, just be on the lookout for your own personal message. It may just be one sentence you hear the whole hour. Because it's not an accident that you're here today. There are no accidents. Now remember, your thought is creative. And that means what you are experiencing in your external world and your external perception is a reflection of your predominant thought, feelings, emotions, and beliefs, conscious and subconscious, being projected out into your outer reality, and then you perceive it. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we've gotten so caught up in the illusion and the dream of our human experience that we've forgotten that we really came here to learn lessons in love and lessons in joy. Somewhere along the line, we got pulled off into all the things that we've come up with that we think will make us happy. Then we set up whatever it is we think is going to make us happy. And then we spend the rest of our experience trying to pursue it. And in many cases, holding grievances against other people for not playing their part. Even though we didn't ask them if they wanted to. And then we say we're not being supported because you're not helping me manifest my dream. And so many grievances are basically coming from a script that we've made up that we want other people to act out. And if they don't act out their script, then we feel separate from them and we try to tweak them and we try to change it and we try to attack it. The Course is telling us that what you want to do is realize first and foremost that you are only love. You got to make that decision about yourself, that you are whole and complete and you are only love. You're not broken. You don't need to be fixed. What we are learning how to do in the course is remove the blocks to the awareness of the love that we already are. We're trying to learn how to let go of what keeps us from realizing the perfection and the power and the peace that we already are. So, if there's a problem in your experience right now, that problem is coming from your perception. And your perception is your interpretation of what's going on. Between you and anything you see is your interpretation of it. Between me and you is your interpretation of me. You're not seeing me, you're seeing your interpretation of me. And then you're reacting to your interpretation of me. But you're not really seeing me. That's the way everything is. Everything is nothing but your interpretation of it. And it's your interpretation of it that's determining how you feel about it. Got it? That's why two people can see the same thing and have two different reactions to it. It's not the thing that's causing the reaction. It's their interpretation of the thing that's causing the reaction. If you lost sight of how loving you are, then your interpretations are probably going to be interpretations that bring you fear, lack, depression, guilt, anger, and sickness, and attack. And if you're in touch with the love that you are, then your interpretations usually bring you peace, joy, happiness, abundance, and all the good stuff in your perception. So happiness is an internal matter. It's not an external matter. Now, the lie says, if I can change this thing outside of myself, this circumstance, this person, then I'm going to be happy. So I take all my power and all my energy and I try to manipulate everything and everybody around me so that they bring me what I want. That's the hard way. That's the hard way. So most people tell me they want peace. You talk to the average person, they'll say, what I want more than anything in my life is peace. Well, on paragraph 11 in the Course in Miracles on page 232, it says, when you have accepted your mission to extend peace, you will find peace. For by making peace manifest, you will see it. So when I make peace manifest in myself, I will see peace. When I accept my mission to extend peace, I have peace. So if I accept that my mission is to extend peace, that's when I have it. So when I come into a situation, I have to accept that my function in that situation is to extend peace. So that means I'm here to share. I'm here to give. I'm not here to get. And I'm not here to take. Now, you can tell when you've accepted your mission to extend peace, the Course says, because its holy witnesses will surround you. So when you really have, in your heart, accepted your mission to extend peace, you can tell because the witnesses to peace will surround you. All of a sudden, you see yourself surrounded by peaceful people in peaceful situations and peaceful circumstances in your perception. So when you accepted the mission to extend peace and you're making peace manifest in yourself, you can always tell because you'll see the witnesses to the peace that you've accepted in yourself because you'll be surrounded by peace. Got it? What's so cool about the Course is that it's very difficult to fool yourself and study the Course. If I'm really extending peace, what do I see? If I'm not really extending peace, but I wish I was extending peace, but I think I'm extending peace, but I'm not really extending peace, what do I see? I see conflict. So the minute I really want to be peaceful in my heart, I'll see the witnesses to peace around me. I'll see the witnesses to peace around me if I start extending peace. So if I extend peace, I'll see peace. You don't have to believe these ideas. You don't have to accept these ideas. You don't have to welcome these ideas. Some of these ideas you find hard to believe quite solid. Then it goes on to say, I heard your call and I've answered it. That's spirit. It said, I heard your call. I answered it. But you won't look at me. You won't hear the answer that you saw. It's like, God help me. Well, I heard your call, but you won't listen to me. It's just that simple. I heard your call, but you won't listen to me. Then spirit said, what am I listening to then? You listen to the voice you made up. based on your previous learnings and experiences. You listen to the voice you made up. And so the court says, this is because you don't yet want only peace. See, the court says, I will finally really hear the voice when I only want to hear the voice. I'll only really hear my inner guidance when that's all I really want to do is hear spirit and inner guidance within me. What does that mean? Well, what that means to me is that I got to want to hear the voice for truth more than I want to hear the voice I made up. At some point I have to go, I may not know all there is to know. Certainly if I'm not happy, I certainly don't know. And if I'm not peaceful, my plan hasn't worked. And if I feel dissatisfied and confused and disoriented, obviously the plan I'm following isn't the one to follow. So I need to start listening to the real plan, because the real plan works. Because where the real plan came from is from an infinite intelligence that never fails. So it's obvious that if the plan is failing, it must be mine. Right? Isn't it logical? That if the infinite intelligence of the universe made the plan, spirit, God, then it doesn't fail. So all those plans I'm complaining about, the plans that didn't work, it's the plan I made up without checking in with the higher power. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Then it goes on to say, yet as I become real to you, you will learn that you do want only my answer and you do want only peace. So I notice that the more spirit becomes real to me, the more I only want to listen to the part of me that's love. Because the Course says there's not but two parts, love and fear. And when you're listening to the love in you, the rewards of listening to the love in you will be so great that you will want to listen to the love in you more and more and more and more. Because you'll be learning through rewards. The Course says that the easiest way, the best way to learn if it really worked, then none of us would be doing anything wrong. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because the punishment worked, we just wouldn't be doing it no more, right? So pain just produces a temporary effect. Fear produces a temporary effect, but love produces a permanent effect. So we're talking about love, we're talking about fear. And we're talking about letting go of the fear and letting the love flow. So my function is to allow myself to intersect with you in such a way that the love inside of me can come through me, come out to you, show you that you are loving, because you're looking at a witness to how loving you are, because I'm a person in front of you that feels good and experiencing peace and showing you joy. And so it's very difficult to feel guilty if you're with someone who seems like they're happy, because it's obvious there's nothing you're doing to hurt them. It's very difficult to feel innocent if you're always around somebody who's showing you the face of crucifixion and showing you how if you did something different, they'd be happy. So either I'm witnessing your guilt to you, or I'm witnessing your innocence to you by the way that I express myself when I'm in your presence. So if I want to control you, I'm going to constantly show you how I disapprove of you, and so that hopefully you will change the way you are, so then I can decide to be happy, which is the wrong plan. Everybody familiar with that plan? Has anyone, is somebody trying that plan right now? That you got the plan working right now. This plan is a plan that we especially try to work on the people that we're in special relationships with. People that we're in special relationships, because we love them more than anybody, we give them the most hell. That's how we show our love for them. You know, I can do whatever I want to do and won't make nobody in here mad. But if you love me, then it'll be a whole different ballgame. Okay? So, thank you for not loving me. I'm glad that people in the world don't love me until they love right. I'm thrilled. Until I can experience real love and receive real love, I don't want the fake love that the world gives. The fake love that the world gives, I'll pass. I've had a lot of that in my lifetime. I don't care for it anymore. It takes too much effort. It takes too much time. You have to work too hard. I got other things I want to do besides work on my relationships. I want to go to the movie. Okay? It's ridiculous how much time we spend working on relationships. You know, which should be your first clue you might not be in the right one. But that's too obvious for most people. Okay. It should be a natural flow. You know, you should be like supporting each other and being who you really are. And when you attract relationships like that, and you compare them to the old relationships that you used to have, that was all about you having to change in order for somebody else to be happy, you'll find that your temptation goes away. It's just that unless you've had a clear difference, then you keep trying the old way. But the once you have a real relationship, you'll find that you won't be tempted to go back to the old stuff because it just won't have an appeal to you anymore. When you're in a relationship that there's communication, that there's love, that there's understanding, that there's support, there's no insecurity that brings up the desire to control. When you are with a person that their mission with you is to extend peace because they want to have peace and they want you to be a witness to peace, so they're asking you, what do you want? What do you think? How can I support you in who you are? And you compare that with the ones that you have where the person is constantly coming up with things you should do to make them happy. And they don't really know what makes them happy. So therefore, you have to keep trying a lot of stuff, hoping that one thing you do will work. When you compare those two type of relationships, you'll be glad that to go with the peaceful relationship. And your peace will become so important to you that it will mean more to you than what their body looks like. Because I used to give my peace away if I thought I was going to get a peace. Okay, so I had my peace mixed up. But it was just the wrong piece. Anybody else? Well, you knew they was insane, but their butt was round. You know what I'm saying? Or their legs looked good, or they had the right kind of money, house, car, something that made you overlook their mind because it was something you saw that you wanted more than sanity. But as you went, sanity, we'll get around to that. I'll take them to a workshop. Right?
Not anymore. Right. Okay.
You got both. That's the way it works when you move into the real world. When you go into the real world, then you have it all because all is what you deserve as a child of God. There's no need for you to earn or pay for it because it's your divine right to have love. It's what you are. It's not what you work for. It takes a lot of expansion of your consciousness to get past the concept of earning love. Do you know you'll never do enough? That if it's coming from a place of insecurity, you'll never do enough to feel like you've earned the love of God. That's what you got to realize. It's not something you earn. It's something that's yours that you're entitled to because of who you are. And that you're not sinful. You're not guilty. That idea is an idea that programs you to expect things to go wrong for you because you're sinful and because you're guilty. So you deserve to be punished because you're not worthy. And since you are a created being and you create through your consciousness, that core belief in your sinfulness creates realities that validate it, and you draw people in situations to you to show you just as unworthy as you program yourself to think you are.
Yeah.
Because you don't know your thought is created. We weren't taught that. So those core beliefs that we got as children, those beliefs are outpicturing themselves constantly in our relationships in terms of thinking that somehow or another we're not whole and complete. And so we got to earn it, we got to make up for it, we got to get somebody to like us. And hopefully, I can find at least one person that will do that and cling to them for dear life. And make sure they don't get out of my sight, and I know what they're doing every second.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that I can put a GPS in their pants. Now, thanks to modern technology, I know where she is at every moment. And I trust her, too. Totally trust her. It's so funny. What we call love is ludicrous. It's just ludicrous. It's just fear in a form we like. So, you don't have to believe these ideas. You don't have to shut these ideas. Some of these ideas you find hard to believe quite solidly, but if you use it, you'll see that it's true. I'm blessed with friends in my life that constantly witness back to me that I'm as beautiful and handsome as I think I am. Because if I don't believe that nobody else is, but that don't mean you're being egotistical. It means that you're just telling the truth about yourself because you are beautiful. It's sad that we're in an experience that if people acknowledge their beauty or their power, their talent, we call them egotistical. And as long as they are debasing themselves and calling their humility, we say that's a cool person. That's opposite of truth. You weren't created by something that wasn't powerful and beautiful, so why wouldn't you be powerful and beautiful? Why is it negative for you to claim that you're a worthwhile person if you came from something that was worthwhile? So we need to surround ourselves until we learn that with people who remind us of what we've forgotten about. And that's what makes us each other's savior. because we're reminding each other the truth. I repeat a lot of the things I say each class because those are the things we forget. It's just that simple. Because if we remembered them, then we would feel peace more often. So I see myself as an official reminder more than I see myself as a teacher. I'm here to remind you of how cool you are, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are, how innocent you are, how you deserve to be happy, how you deserve to have right relationships. And the only thing that's real is relationship. That's the only thing that's real, is relationship and unity. That's it. The rest of it is where we, all the different scenarios, we act that out in. Which could be Paris, which could be Boulder, which could be Lodo. Those are just different scenarios for us to learn the lesson in love that we all came here to learn. You are an immortal being. You've always been. You always will be. Your body is your latest suit of clothes. You're getting a chance to continue to learn the lessons you've always been learning. My soul went to the body store and picked out a black body. So it's just shot in here in a black body. And next time I'm going to do it different. I've done black body now. That's great. I've had a great time. I can dance my butt off. See, people who think their bodies, they miss the humor. You know, I'm not my body. I'm not a man. I'm more than a man. I'm a spiritual being inhabiting a male body. The more I realize that, the more powerful I become, because now I'm not deceived. Then I can have fun being a man because I'm not so attached to it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, what we are is beyond what we see. And what we see is what we believe. And what we believe produces what we're experiencing. So what you are experiencing is a result of your belief system. And if you're not happy with your life, you need to change your belief system. It doesn't even matter what you did in the past or what you went through in the past. The only thing that matters is that you can think. And if you can think, you can be taught new ways of thinking. If you can learn new ways of thinking, you can have a new life now. So it's time to let go of the past. Realize it brought you to where you are right now. It can no longer serve. Let it go. Get off it. Okay, your daddy, your mama, the past, all that stuff that you use to as an excuse to not let yourself be happy right now, it served its purpose. It got you to where you are right now, sitting in a room where you're being told how beautiful and innocent and powerful you are, where you're being given another choice to have the kind of life that you want. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Unless you're afraid to live now, unless you're afraid to be happy now, unless you're afraid. You need some excuse not to move out, be on your edge, step up, do something new. When I look around the room, I don't see no problems. You have to tell me about your problem before I see them. So that means your problems must be in your own mind, because nobody else knows about it until you tell them. Because right now, regardless of what you think you're going through in the rest of your life, in this moment, you're totally safe and peaceful. So the reality is you're capable of producing a safe experience for yourself because you're having a safe experience now. So now it's about extending the safe experience you're having now. How do I extend the safe experience I'm having now? By being peaceful now, extending that peace right now, and then watching that peace extend into the next moment. What would keep me from extending the peace into the next moment? How about the past or the future? Me thinking about what happened in the past and worried about what's going to happen in the future, using my present moment to interpret my experience in past terms and then projecting that into the future and then meeting it again. I'm right here thinking about what went wrong yesterday. So I'm taking the present, which is my point of power. I'm focusing on the past, which is something that didn't go right for me. Then I project it into the future because I'm using the present to focus in on it. And then it's there when I arrive and I get a chance to say, see that, I told you that. Do you know that whoever you're in a relationship with now isn't the person you were in the relationship with last? I have to tell people that every now and then. Do you know that the person you're in the relationship now is not the person that you were in the relationship with last? So don't treat the person you're with now as if they're the person you were with before. This is a new person. It's delusional to try to judge somebody you're with now by who you were with the last time, because they're not the person you were with last time. So when you're thinking of a new person in terms of the past, then you're delusional because you're having a relationship with somebody who's not there. I'm not your last boyfriend. Don't treat me like I'm your last boyfriend. I'm not your last boyfriend. Don't project your last boyfriend on me. I'm not your last girlfriend. I'm not your last friend. I'm me. I'm new. You got to get to know me. You see what I mean? I'm not any black person you met before.
I'm kidding.
She's the proof. Well, there's been a lot of white people I've met that's not like you, too. Okay? So what was that? That was a result of my own conflict and invitations. That was me looking for some people to treat me cool and some people not to. That was my own belief system that was producing the two kinds of people. I have two kinds of beliefs, so I get two kinds of people in my life. Right? I'm not completely trusting, so of course I wouldn't have people in my life that are all completely trusting, because I'm not completely trusting. So I'm going to have some people that's trustworthy and some people that's not, because I'm trusting and I'm not trusting. So even the dichotomy that you see in your life, or the different kind of people that you see in your life, are a reflection of your own different kind of beliefs. Still coming from you first. That's the difference between people who want to accept the truth and people who want to stay in the illusion. People who want to stay in the illusion, they don't like to take responsibility for their experience. People who like to be victims don't like to take responsibility for their experience. Who like to be. People who are ready to have true joy are willing to own their experience and own what they are experiencing in their experience. And that's why Spirit is saying here, the reason why it hasn't become real to me is because it's not the only thing I want. If I want love to be real for me, it has to be the only thing I want. And then the Course says, and as I become real to you, as love becomes real to you, you will learn that you do want only love, that you do want only that. And you will see me as you look within. You will see love as you look within, and we will look upon the real world together. Through the eyes of Christ. What does that mean from A Course in Miracles perspective? It means through the eyes of love. For instance, I'm going to introduce you to the Christ in you right now. Would you like to meet the Christ in you? Like which is the love in you? I draw two kinds of people basically to my classes. People who feel very comfortable with the idea of God or Christ or any of that stuff, and people who don't. And most of the people who don't because of what they learned in their childhood and their religious upbringing. So, some people throw away the baby with the bathwater, as we said in the South, because they learned something that was not comfortable to them about God and Christ and truth, then they just throw away the whole idea of God altogether. But what they really want to throw away is the idea of a fearful God, or a fearful creator, or a punishing creator, or an attacking creator, because some souls deep in their heart know that's a lie and that which created us would never punish us. It lovingly corrects us. But we didn't have anywhere to go. Because people who feel guilty seem to be much more in number than people who feel innocent in this present reality that we're in. And people who feel guilty are attracted to religions and teachings that teach them that they're guilty. That's just natural. You're attracted to what reflects your innermost beliefs about yourself. But those of us who don't want to believe that about ourselves, we tend to not have a lot of support for that. You know what I'm saying? It's like 30 people in the class that teaches you're innocent, and there'll be thousands in classes that teach you're sinful and guilty. Because that seems like it's true. So why wouldn't I believe somebody that I don't think I'm really innocent, and then this person is telling me I'm not? So it looks like this person is telling me the truth, I will go to their church. I think I'm guilty, and I'm standing in front of a black guy that says I'm innocent. I'm really suspicious. This got to be a cut. I'm not going to tell my parents I can't. I don't even know I showed up here today. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here to reinforce the idea that you're innocent, even though you may think you're guilty, but just because you may think you have some guilt and sin doesn't make it true about you. But if you believe it, then you're getting witnesses who surround you and tell you what's wrong with you, or who point out your flaws, or tell you what you need to change about yourself. Those people are reflecting back to you what you believe about yourself. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I need to change myself. I'm not okay. So guess what? I get the witnesses too. You're not good enough. You're not enough. You need to change. You're not okay. The minute I let go of my desire to manipulate people into being what I want them to be, then the universe will send those people to me who naturally do the things that are best for me and love me the way I am and need me just the way I am. Those people exist just like the people who are trying to change me exist. But I don't know what their phone number is. I don't know where they're located, but the universal mind does. Spirit does know. So don't think that there's anything that is necessary for you to be other than who you are in order to be loved. But that's hard to believe if you don't accept yourself. If you think you need to change, why are you surprised that you attract people who think you need to change? So I don't need to change. I need to be awakened. I don't need to change. I need to be recognized. I don't need to change. I need to recognize myself. I don't need to change. I need to get in touch with my power. I don't need to change. I need to love myself.
Yes.
Forget changing yourself. Uh-huh. Let go of changing yourself and focus on remembering yourself, being yourself, expressing yourself, loving yourself. Try that for a change and see what happens in your life. Just a little tip. Just a little tip. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Can I continue?
Yay.
Can I continue? Okay, thank you, thank you. Anybody like anything they heard? Hey, thank you. Good. Good. I'm just saying you deserve to be loved. It's so funny.
It's quite
hard to believe. And then you know whoever you form a special relationship with is your primary witness. Right? Because usually they're the person you talk to the most, the person you spend the most time with, the person you spend your attention on the most. And so you want to be real conscious of your primary witness.
Yeah.
You really do. You want to be who is your primary witness? You don't need to mess around when it comes to your primary witness. Your primary witness needs to be very carefully chosen. But then people say, well, you can't help who you fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't. Which is the same from a course perspective of saying you can't help who you fall in fear with. Yes, you can. 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 You can make the choice. You can make the decision. The one remaining freedom we have is the power of decision. And we can decide to see all this right and to be seen right. So let's see what else the rest of this paragraph says. It says, through the eyes of Christ, that's what I was about to tell you, who the Christ is.
The Christ, okay. The part of you that doesn't believe this and doesn't believe in love, the part that doesn't believe in God, the part that doesn't believe in the truth, the part that doesn't believe that you deserve to be happy, the part that believes that the world is something to be afraid of, that you have to manipulate everything outside of you in order to be happy, that part of you is not interested in learning what I'm talking about. It has no interest. It wants things to stay just the way they are. The fear in you wants the things to stay just the way it is because that feeds the fear in you. Okay, that's the ego. So your fear wants everything to stay the way it is that keeps you afraid. Your spirit is perfect. It's perfect. Your spirit is whole. Your spirit isn't lacking. Your spirit is all-knowing. Your spirit knows the truth, right? So it don't need to learn anything. It doesn't need to learn anything. So your spirit certainly isn't in here to learn. So, let's see now. So who is it sitting in the chairs? Well, you know what? That's the Christ in you. The Christ in you is the part of you that's capable of learning what it means to be a child of God while still in the human body. The Christ in you is love. The Christ in you is what God made. The Christ in you is the part of you that thinks it's worthwhile to even come to do something that allows you to love yourself more. That's what brought you here. It's the Christ in you, the part of you that loves you. That's you. So now you've been introduced to the Christ. You have just had your own resurrection.
You don't have to clap if you want to.
We're going to do for an encore.
You allow your Christ to manifest. You allow that love in you to manifest. You, in other words, if you walk out of here today and you only remember one thing, this is it. Be what you want to have. 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 So when you look into the love in you, only the real world exists. And it says, when you look into the love in you, I like this. It says, when you look into the love in you, it's only the real world that can be seen. So in other words, every time I look at my life through the part of me that wants me to really be happy, then it's amazing how I'll see the things in my life that I used to feel happy about.
So what I see starts with what I want to see. Just like it says in the next sentence. As you decide. Doesn't that say that? It says, as you decide, so will you see. That's a universal law. You will see as you decide. You will see as you decide. And all that you see is just witnessing to your decision. So everything that you see is witnessing to the decision that you've made about what you want to see. Everything that you see is witnessing to the decision you've made about what you want to see. Everything that you see is a witness to the decision you've made about what you want to see. Now there's what you think you want to see, and then there's what you want to see. Those are two different things. The average person will tell you, well, I'm seeing something in my life I know I don't want to see. No, you're seeing something in your life that you think you don't want to see. You're really seeing what you want to see. You may think you want to see something else, but since you're not seeing something else, you must be seeing what you want to see, or you be seeing something else. Everybody got that? Everybody got that? Okay. As you see as you decide to see, and what you see is a reflection of what you've decided to see. So really what you're seeing is what you've decided to see and what you've chosen to see. No matter what you think you want to see, what you're seeing is what you want to see. Why? Because I'm seeing it. So if you're seeing lack in your life, but you say you don't want to see lack in your life, it's because you're looking inside yourself, thinking that there's something else beside abundance in yourself, and then seeing a witness to the lack of abundance that you're witnessing to within yourself. Because the truth is, the only thing in you is abundance. So if you're seeing something beside abundance, it's because you think there's something in you beside abundance. And so what you're seeing out there is letting you know what you really think about yourself as opposed to what you think you think about yourself, so that you can move toward what you really want. It'd be hard for me to get to Las Vegas if I thought I was in L.A. right now. It would be better for me to know I'm in Denver if I wanted to go to Las Vegas. If you think you have prosperity consciousness, but you're broke as a fool, you don't have prosperity consciousness. Okay? Because prosperity consciousness starts from within. It has nothing to do with money. Prosperity doesn't have anything to do with money. Money is just one of the forms a prosperity consciousness takes. So a surefire sign that you have lack consciousness is just to focus on money outside of accepting abundance as part of what you are. Most people are doing that. If you're sitting around focusing on money that you don't have is going to create it for you, then everybody have money right about now. So obviously, it's more than just wishing for it. It's obvious about realizing that there's no lack within yourself. And since you see no lack within yourself, there's no lack outside of yourself. That's the true law of attraction. Because even if you could magnetize it through the law of attraction, just like The Secret says, if you don't believe that you're worthy, you're going to use it to hurt yourself, or you're going to lose it very rapidly because you don't basically think you still deserve it. So until you've worked on your core issues of loving yourself, you can manifest your butt off and you still won't give yourself any peace. You can go ahead and try it, but you'll see that it's true. Why don't you put the horse before the cart, correct your perception, and then allow yourself to draw things to you, rather than to draw something to you that you're not ready for and just hurt yourself through it when it arrives. Because that's just like giving a kid a stick of dynamite to use the law of attraction before you open up your spirituality and your consciousness. You just create more stuff to hurt yourself through. Because you don't love yourself, see. So it's okay to manifest. But manifest in the perspective of, I am whole, I am innocent, I am love, I have a loving creator, I am connected, I want what I have to be used for the benefit of everyone, including myself, that I want to experience true spiritual connection through what I'm doing. It's just a little spiritual child that goes, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that and I want that, and it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about me, it's all about me. You're innocent, but it won't give you the peace that you want. And I want to have peace and everything else. What about you? Don't you want to have the peace and all the rest of it? Okay. So the way to do that is to decide what you will see. So I'd like to ask you right now, on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, that you make a decision about what you want to see. That you walk out of here today and you make the decision that you've accepted the mission of peace, which is total fulfillment. That you're going to walk out and you're going to extend it so that you can find it. That you're going to make it manifest because you're going to manifest it in you. And that you're going to want only peace. You're not going to want peace and conflict, peace and guilt. You want only peace. I want only complete fulfillment. I want only complete joining. I want only complete freedom. I want only complete joining. I want only complete love. I want a little love. I want all love. I don't want one person to love me. I want love to come to me through everybody.
Yeah.
So if something happens to that one person, I'm up the creek. Only one person loving me stuff. I ain't interested in the one person loving me stuff. It gives them too much power over my people.
Yeah.
If something's gonna happen to them, I'm messed up. It's amazing how a person will stay on their toes when they know you got 10 or 12 people just waiting. It's a whole different ball game. Y'all, you don't need me. Have a good time. You know why? Because I have lots of love in my life. I have lots of love in my life. Love, you know, love for me is like this thing that's outside of the body, and love is everywhere. And all love is looking for is another body to come through me too. Come to me. Love. Let's pretend I'm love. I want to just love you. Love wants to love you. And I'm love. Okay? Let's picture this for a second. I'm love, and I want to love you. I want to love you. I'm trying to get to you. Love doesn't have a body. The love will come through the body, but the love is not a body. Got that? Love is not a body. One of the ways that you experience love may be through the body, but love is not a body. All right? So I'm love, and I'm trying to get to you, right? And also, and you're in this relationship with this one person. And for whatever reason, this one person doesn't really want to give you the recognition, the love, the support, and everything else that you deserve in your life, right? So they're deciding not to let love come through them. Have you ever been in a relationship like that? Where the person is not letting love come through them to you, not letting freedom come through them to you, they're not letting the love get to you. And to show you how cold-blooded they are, they don't want nobody else to give you none either. That's a bunch of cold jokers, you know what I'm saying? They don't give you no love, no recognition, no real appreciation, and if they even think somebody looking at you, they, what's going on? Like, you know, I've been around you for 3 months and you haven't touched me. Now all of a sudden somebody speak to me and you jealous. Yeah. See, that's fear. That's not love. It's that fear, you old. We have to learn the difference. The course says I want to teach you the difference between love and fear, so that you can choose love and stop choosing fear. The problem is y'all got it confused. You think fear is love and love is fear. So you call fear to you thinking it's love, and then you run away from love thinking it's fear. So the really loving person show up, you're suspicious and run them away. And then the fearful person show up and you break your neck getting that black beard out, getting that number on there. But I don't know the difference. If a woman walked up to me now, and she said to me, Earl, I'm going to only love you. I'm not going to get you out of my sight. I want to know what you are every minute. The most important thing's worth. If I wasn't with you, I would die. I wouldn't be able to exist. I would know. This would be a big mistake. Why? Because this is a lot of cheating. This is a lot of fear going to get ready to come down here. But I remember back in the day when I was going, all right. She got her. She loves me. So now I can see. I used to be blind, but now I can see. I know now. It's like, oh, thank you, God, for showing me how to know when love is walking. But the person walking to me and say, yeah, you know, you're totally innocent. I want you to have peace. I want you to be happy. I want you to do what really makes you happy. Even if it's something that maybe even I can't do myself or can't even be a part of, but I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. I want you to be free. I want you to be who you are. I don't want you to feel guilty about being who you are. I want to join with you, and I want to see our love become more and more inclusive. I want it to include more and more people. That doesn't mean include more and more people in sex. That means include more and more people in love. Unless y'all just want to include more and more people in sex. In which case, the universe will send you the people that you could do that with who wouldn't cause you a bunch of problems. Because everything is new.
people in the world.
It's going to only be what you make it be for you. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that's negative for you. It'll be negative for you if it's not right for you. So I'm not judging people's particular way of expressing their love. But you have to know the difference between love and fear. Love is going to free you to be who you are and want you to be who you are. Fear will be trying to control you. And you have to know the difference if you want to truly resurrect to be who you really are. Picture yourself as like being an egg and your relationship being the chicken that sits on you. Everybody got that visual? Everybody got that visual? Okay, isn't that beautiful? Wasn't that touching? That's right. So the relationship is either going to nurture you and help you hatch in a very beautiful way, or your relationship is going to be like the chicken that steps on the egg and crushes it. So I'm supporting a relationship that is a reflection of what you decided to see about yourself. And I want to be a part of the remembrance of who you really are. Because that's all I want to see in you is your peace and your happiness and your joy. For real. You know why? Because I'm awake enough to know that you are me, that you are part of me. You're just me in another form. If I don't want it for you, it means I'm still ignorant, it means I'm still unconscious, and it means I'm still asleep. If I don't want your peace as much as I want my peace, then the whole oneness stuff is just a lie to me, and it's something I'm philosophizing about, talking about, that I don't really mean. How can I know each and every one of you are part of me and only want to love one of you? It's got to be like me loving my finger, but not wanting to love the rest of my body. Unconscious people are like that. They don't want to let their love extend to all parts of themselves because they hopelessly confuse love, sex, and specialness. It's not the same thing. Love and sex are not the same thing. So when I said love everybody, I'm simply talking about free everybody. Free everybody to be who they are. Free everybody to be the highest expression of themselves that they can be and not try to hold them prisoner to your fantasies about what they should become. Does that mean your fantasies will not ever be acted out? Of course not. It just means those who would naturally do the thing that you love without you even telling them will be drawn to you, and your needs to be met and their needs to be met, and nobody's trying to control anybody because you just naturally express yourself like that anyway. And that applies to everything, including your career. You can draw the people to you who naturally want your service and need it just the way you do it, because the way you do it is just what they need for their spiritual growth and evolution. There is no loss. And everything that you deserve and everything that you desire is available to you. All you have to do is change your mind about yourself. And if you aren't able to do it by yourself, take heart. Because you know what? You're not by yourself. I appreciate you all for listening to this much on Easter. With me. You acknowledge yourself, Holy Spirit. Give it to yourself like you like somebody else to give it to you. And I'm so damn juicy and sweet. Come on, hear me up. I love myself, and I'm so damn juicy and sweet. Woo! I'm the fruit of God. See, you love to meet somebody with that kind of energy. They walk up to you and go, "Hey, man, I'm the fruit of God." Come on, come on. I love you just the way you are. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
You know. I tell you what, you all are a blessing to me. Yeah, I was breaking out into a sweat here, you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I can tell when those chakras get like pumped up, you know. Oh, I got an extra one, it's called the boogie chakra. It's good stuff, got the boogie one. Anybody got their dancers in the house? Anybody here like to dance? Like to party? Any partiers in the house? Anybody like to party? Don't be guilty about that. Admit it.
Uh-huh.
Admit it. You like to have a good time? You like to play?
Woo!
Yeah. Claim it.
Woo!
Claim it. Because when you put it out there, then the universe can send it to you. Because when you are, this is a great universal law. When you're honest about a need, that's when it can be instantly fulfilled. But you have to be honest about your need. Don't be in denial about what you need. Tell the truth about it. Sometimes people who try to be spiritual have this idealized self that they try to live up to, and then they beat themselves up if they don't live up to their idealized self. Don't do that. Be honest about your needs. Be honest with yourself. What do you think you need right now on whatever level you think you need it in order for you to feel peace right now? Be honest with yourself about that. Don't pretend like you just want the peace of God when you really want your light, gas, and water bill paid. You know, be honest with yourself about all your needs.
Yes.
There is no need the Spirit won't meet on whatever level you think you have the need on, as long as you won't use the meeting of that need to delay you in your old way of thinking and make you linger around in your past. You see what I mean? Give it to me so I can move on. I want to use everything in my life to move me to a higher level. All of it. Everything. So claim everything in your life right now. Your house, your car, your job, your friends, your relationship. That everything in your life right now, you are willing to have that be used for your awakening and the awakening of others to love. And that puts everything in your life in harmony with your purpose. All of it. Then there's no separation. Try it. So we're going to do love offering. Of course, miracles on a full time to help end the separation. Just take a look. Take a look. We always say we want to join, but sometimes it's hard to even look. Now, have you noticed that there are a lot of cute people in the room? Like everybody. And so you're not ready to extend peace, but there's a part of you that just wants to extend fear and control, then you'd love everybody in here by not getting into a special relationship with them. start out by trying to have a holy relationship with him.
Uh-huh.
A relationship that's based on mutual support and being who you are authentically. Because we have an opportunity together to have a family of truth and sharing and growing. You know, as we go out into the world and there are people that would think we were crazy for even wanting to be loving, we have each other to remember that we're not alone in our desire to go past what the world has taught us about peace and love and oneness. That's why you're such a treasure to me. And try to look back. Just say, whatever I went through in the past, it served its purpose. It brought me to where I am today, and I'm going to bless it. Now, then my past is no longer working against my present. I claim it's all good. Even it may have been painful, but it brought me to where I am today. And I'm going to bless it so it can no longer block me. So I'm going to complete today, about 3 minutes. Give me a chance to do a little quick review. And when I'm doing this, some of you might want to just close your eyes and just hear it. Some of you might want to join in. Some of you might want to do whatever you want to do. But I just want to give you a message before you go out into the Lamb. The Lamb is waiting. The opportunity to practice it. When you have accepted your mission to extend peace, you will find peace. Making peace manifest, you will see it. Don't look back on the things
from the negative things that you learned in the past. Love is the natural way for you to be. You deserve abundance and prosperity now. You deserve the one that loves you and reminds you of the truth. You deserve a good work. You deserve what you deserve. You deserve what you deserve. And then you tell yourself as you get ready to go out,
Happy resurrection.